important points here are the wind-up of the hip of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
Hello again, friends, and welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, presented by our friends at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Let them show you why they're number one when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle. Be sure and visit McConnellAutomotive.com. This is where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen as we're broadcasting from our McConnell Automotive Golf Studios today at Timber Creek Golf Club in beautiful and a little wet Daphne, Alabama. Actually, we're on the driving range powered by Top Tracer Technology. And with me, the big guy, the Raging Cajun, owner, general manager here at Timber Creek, Mr. Rob Bradley. Roberto, as always, my brother, thanks for having me out here. Always enjoy coming out and hanging out with you, man.
Well, thank you, Randy. It's always a pleasure to have you here at Timber Creek Golf Club. And we just pulled off a little minor miracle. I know that the listening audience doesn't quite have the appreciation for the sell that just went through was pretty hefty. But the good news is that the golf courses have needed the rain, Randy.
Well, they really do. They really do. To get that green going, a little hotter nights, you're going to start seeing a lot of these golf courses pop a little bit greener now. And, man, you certainly need it. And we had a big sale that came through here. We'll try to give you a little bit of a weather update here in just a few moments. But I think we got a little more rain, Rob, coming our way.
I think so. For anybody that's playing today, might be an idea to pop in the local golf shop and make sure that you have your umbrella and your extra glove and maybe a rain suit. You need that anyway for the season. It's probably a good golf tip right now would be just make sure that you have a towel, make sure that you have an extra glove or two, and invest in a good pair of rain pants and a rain jacket.
You're actually getting just a little bit from our studios back there. There's a special alert. Let's see if...
We have just learned that Tiger Woods has withdrawn from the PGA Championship. And here now the news. This is the first time he has withdrawn from a major championship as a professional. He did withdraw while an amateur playing the U.S. Open in 1995.
So if you didn't know that, Tiger has withdrawn from the PGA Championship. First time as a professional he withdraws from a championship, from a major.
Well, that's some breaking news right there, and I know the audience is interested in hearing that. And boy, what's your thoughts on that, Randy?
Well, you know what? I mean, listen, as you and I were kind of talking earlier, you come back, your first tournament is the Masters. Listen, like he said, that's like walking up Pike's Peak, Mount Everest, okay, because it's pretty hilly. And out here in Tulsa, basically, is a little flatter. But you come back with two majors is the way you come back? I think you'd have kind of done something a little smaller first.
Yeah.
That's just me.
No, and I think that's wise. I hope that the people that are surrounding him might whisper in his ear. Like Hilton Head would have been a good example. I've played that course. The tour was there a couple weeks ago, right after the Masters. That's a good golf course to come back on. It's very flat, and it's very short. So it's not really a burden on your body comparative to, a 7,600-yard PGA Championship golf course. And it showed on poor Tiger. He was slipping all day yesterday.
He was. I mean, look, he shoots a 79. We're going to talk about him, okay?
Yep.
When you hear that, you know we got a great lineup for you on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Coming up in our next segment, we're hoping and we're going to effort to get with John Drago. Drago, the tournament director for the AT&T Byron Nelson. Of course, that happened last week. We're going to talk to him as a wrap-up on that, and we'll talk a little bit about the PGA, maybe get his thoughts now on Tiger and see what Tiger's. So we're going to effort to get him. Bottom of the hour, we'll have Mitch McConnell on. We'll talk golf first, then we'll talk some football and certainly talk some automobiles with Mitch at the bottom of the hour. You won't want to miss that segment for sure. Golf for Dummies professor David Musial, he was scheduled to be with us from Fenway Park today. But we're having some cell issues, so he won't be with us. But he will be here next week. By the way, if you didn't know, man, what a week. You talk about Hall of Fame weeks. This is a Hall of Fame week. He is he's going to a Red Sox game, or he has gone to a Red Sox game. He went yesterday, I believe, to the Baseball Hall of Fame. He is going to a Celtics Heat conference final today.
Oh my gosh.
And he gets to spend time with his daughter. She set all that up for him, so he's having a great time. And by the way, if you didn't know when I mentioned the Baseball Hall of Fame, his last name, Usual, hello, rings a bell, right?
Yes, it
Stan
does.
The man. That was his great uncle. They got to play a lot of golf together. So
I hope my daughter's listening.
This is Father's Day is not
exactly,
far away.
Exactly.
Okay.
I got to take the trash out today and do a couple other things. What's going on here, David? I'm going to have to learn a lesson from David.
I'm telling you, he's got it going on for sure. Hey, look, we're going to give away some golf today, so get your fingers ready. 251-343-0106. I'm going to give you the official world golf rankings along with the professional leaderboards. All kinds of storylines for this second major of the season. Of course, one of the big ones was Jordan Spieth. He could have wrapped up a career Grand Slam. I don't think that's going to happen for him today because he enters that final round at +5, so he's 14 strokes back. Don't know that he has a chance for it, but was certainly hoping for him, and he was in my pool for sure. I was thinking, you know, you wonder, though. That's a lot of pressure on you.
Oh,
I mean, you check Rory trying to get it for the Masters to get his career, and Phil the other way.
Yep.
Okay, so
that's, you know, I guess the guys like Tiger and like Nicklaus and things of that nature, for some reason their mind switched when it came to a major, and it didn't have that added pressure. It was more that they were more determined than ever, and I guess for the normal guy, you know, if they could use the word with a guy that's on the PGA Tour and has won as many times as Spieth and McIlroy. But, you know, gosh, there's a little subtle difference between that and that there's added pressure.
Well, look, you're a PGA teaching professional, and you can certainly work with folks on their swing and get that fixed. But we've heard it over and over.
Yeah.
Okay. Golf is between the ears, man.
Yeah, it is. And especially, you know, just playing in a little competitive event, you know, like the GCGA Tour or something like that, it's enough to get your pulse going a little bit where you're having a little appreciation for what a PGA Tour player is going through. And then next thing you know, you're on a PGA Tour, you're experiencing all those things, and then you got to figure out how to win.
Yep.
And then next thing you know, somebody's talking about majors, and then somebody's talking about Grand Slams. It's like,
it's a lot going on. Yeah. Speaking of storylines, of course, defending champion Phil Mickelson, he didn't play. What's going on with him?
Oh.
His mom says that he has kind of gone incognito. He now has a mustache and a beard, and man, he's going out places and people are not recognizing him.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Interesting, as he has been laying back quite a bit since those comments he made a little bit earlier in the year.
Oh, that, and you know, between him and Greg Norman, they really had taken a situation where everybody kind of loved him, and now there's a lot of bad articles being written, and you know, you never want to kick anybody when they're down, and I have a sense of empathy in one regard, but you know, you heard what Greg Norman basically dismissed the Saudis' behavior. Really reckless behavior, and it sounded very greedy.
Yeah.
The way that he had taken the position, like, you know, you just have to move on, and he doesn't focus in on those things. And I think we all maybe talked this thing to the death, but gosh, Saudi Arabia, I wouldn't be betting on that tour right now.
No,
I'd be betting on the PGA Tour.
Well, and there's a lot of them that are doing that for sure. Now, there's a couple, Sergio, Ricky Fowler. Well, as a matter of fact, Jack Nicklaus had even made a comment I saw in one story where he was offered a little north of $100 million to back that. And Richard Bland, remember the old guy from the European Tour?
Yeah.
Guess what he said? He said, I'm going to play on it. He said, my career is pretty much behind me. They're going to pay me a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do it. If I get banned, I get banned.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
so
you could see it in that situation, I guess, from that perspective. But from the macro picture, the Saudi Arabia Arabians, and they've gone about it wrong. Greg Norman's gone about it wrong. Mickelson's gone around it wrong. We got to figure out a way to get back to center.
There's a lot. Look, we got a lot going on in this hour. It'll be the fastest hour in radio. Hey, we're going to effort to get John Drago on us, on with us here in just a little bit. Tournament director for the AT&T Byron Nelson. Don't go anywhere. This is Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
Hi, this is Roger Maltby from NBC Sports. You're listening to Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen, joined by the owner and general manager of where we are located today, our good friend, Mr. Rob Bradley. As a matter of fact, we're out on the driving range powered by Top Tracer Technology. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few moments. And I'll tell you, you leave the door open and you never know what's going to come in. Host of WarEagleTV.com, hurts me every time I say that. Doug Holton has stepped in to be with us as well. Doug, how are you doing, my friend?
Doing good, Randy. How are you?
A little dry. It was raining just a little bit earlier, and we had to throw it all together. Really, a mad dash to get inside, and so we're in the Hillmont Swing building.
Yes.
The Timber Dome.
There you go, baby.
There you go.
Palatial Studios, we used to say.
Exactly, because this was originally one of the original studios.
Yeah. So, I was going to say, I don't think the hard stuff's going to come down for quite some time.
Exactly, the old Caddyshack.
There you go. Hey guys, look, we are excited to go to Dallas, Texas, right now. Talk with a good friend of ours. He is a tournament director for the AT&T Byron Nelson, which was played last week. John Drago on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. John, how you doing, brother?
How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. Trying to stay a little dry here. Have you got much rain over in that Dallas area?
No, we've been pretty dry, to be honest, ever since tournament week out here. It's been really, really windy, and we just got that cold front that went through Tulsa last week, so it's a little chilly up this morning.
John, I got to tell you, watched a lot of that tournament last week, and what a great job you do. And I know you got a lot of volunteers, you got a lot of help to put that tournament on. A lot of things go into that, but it looked really good on TV. I just want to congratulate you on that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. We definitely had a good week. Dry weather makes all the difference in the world for us, and to have 1 year under our belt and our second year at TPC Craig Ranch, we could have been happier. It was great.
Talk about your defending champion, K.H. Lee. I mean, it's pretty rare for somebody to go back-to-back, and he did it. He was able to pull it off. Did it in pretty good fashion as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. We're going to call it Lee Ranch, I think, here soon. But it's crazy going into the day. Nobody really thought he'd have a good finish. Nobody had kind of had him atop the leaderboard, and then he just started making birdies. And when he made the turn, I think there were six people tied for first place, including him. And,
yep.
And Spieth and Thomas and Xander Schauffele, and it was just a great kind of run on that back nine. And he got to 26 under and basically kind of stayed there and told everybody to come chase him, and nobody got to him. And next thing you know, he was lifting the trophy for the second time in a row.
It's fabulous. I could tell you, it was a great finish, there's no doubt. Talking about Jordan Spieth, we'd mentioned it just a few moments ago, a storyline going in to the second major of the year, this PGA Championship they're playing over at Southern Hills. He had a rare opportunity to get the career Grand Slam, but obviously it looks like that's going to falter. I don't think there's any way he can get back 14 strokes. He's a plus five, and of course the leader, the young man from Chile, and we'll talk about him in just a minute, at 9 under. But you thought coming out of that AT&T, Spieth certainly was in good form and had a chance this week.
Absolutely. I definitely thought he had a chance this week. He played so good at the AT&T Byron Nelson. Just a few putts down there in the stretch. He missed he three-putted on 10 from about 8 feet and then missed one that could have got him tied for the lead on 17. But otherwise, I've never seen him hit it that good in a long time. And I thought he was poised to make a run for it. And I think the weather conditions and everything out there at Southern Hills just got him, and he just couldn't quite get there. But maybe we'll see another Dallas kid get his first major with Will Zalatoris today.
No, I tell you, I'm a big Zalatoris fan. I got to be honest with you for sure. Visiting with tournament director for the AT&T, Byron Nelson, John Drago on the line with us. Doug, I know you had a question.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, enjoyed the tournament last week as well, and a semi-new venue for you out there at the AT&T, and it looked great on television. How do you think the course out there, your course, prepares the guys heading into a course like Southern Hills? Are there any similarities, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think it definitely was similar going into Southern Hills, and we talked to a couple of players about it. You know, Xander Schauffele, for instance, usually doesn't play us, hadn't played us before, committed, but and part of the reason was because we have the exact same grass in Southern Hills. We've got Zoysia fairways, bent grass greens, you know, we've got some wide fairways that they can work with and so forth. So I think the setup, you know, was clearly not as difficult as it was as it is right now at Southern Hills, but it gave them a chance to work through a parklands type golf course with the same grasses and get ready for this week.
Visit with John Drago, tournament director for the AT&T, Byron Nelson, Roth.
Hey, a little, almost an impossible question to answer, but give the listeners a little bit of an appreciation for what's involved in putting something together like the Byron Nelson Golf Tournament. I've had the luxury of being at the Greenbrier and at Aronimink and saw firsthand all that's involved, and I think the listeners would like to hear a little bit about what's happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, you bet. You know, we focus with my job. I always like to tell people, you know, our job is everything outside the rope line. So the PGA Tour comes in and runs the competition itself. So, you know, pairings and grass heights and all that sort of thing is all run by the PGA Tour and their competition staff that does such a great job. But everything outside the ropes, from ticket sales to hospitality sales to bathrooms, food and beverage and volunteers, I guess that is one part of the competition that we do. Support is, you know, we have 1,300 volunteers from the community plus 600 guys in red pants out there that are marshaling, they're doing the laser operations, they're doing the walking scoring, all that sort of thing. So it truly is a year-round process. We actually have a meeting on Thursday to start planning what we want to do next year, all while we're buried under a pile of bills for this year.
Oh my goodness, John, and I look, it's you do a great job. There is absolutely no doubt about it. You've been doing this now. What is this, your 18th year as
19.
A tournament director?
This was 19 because 19. I count 2020 because we still went through it. We still had to do everything.
Well, that's exactly right. Although it wasn't played, you sure did. Right. You had to go through everything, and it takes a year to get this thing put together. And actually, you could probably use a little more time, couldn't you?
For sure, no doubt about it. We do because we spend a lot of time during the tournament, you know, bringing potential customers out, spending time looking at, especially at a new site like this. This is our first time at this tournament site with full capacity of fans, and we sold out. Mm-hmm. About 3 weeks before the tournament, wanted to make sure that we didn't oversell it. We could have sold more tickets, but we wanted to make sure that we had the traffic patterns down. We knew how the buses were going to run. We knew where people were going to migrate to on the golf course. And we've made some notes. We think we can sell a few more grounds tickets next year and still be able to accommodate it. The golf course held up really well through all that. So, yeah, you're right. It's really more of a 18-month process than it is the calendar year.
We're visiting with John Drago, tournament director for the AT&T. Byron Nelson played last week. As this week they are in Southern Hills in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, for the PGA Championship. We found out yesterday, John, that Tiger has withdrawn. Of course, Bryson DeChambeau withdrew prior to competition. But what's your thought? Did you think it kind of funny that Tiger comes out, his first one is a major, the Masters, and then his second one he plays is a major also? Would you have thought that he might have played something a little different than a major, or maybe your thoughts on him?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, he's at that point in his career where majors are what he's focused on more than anything, and he's going to do everything he can as it relates to his training and so forth to be around them. You know, with the walk that Southern Hills is, it wouldn't have surprised me if he'd have skipped this week and waited for St. Andrews. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, Tiger's such a competitor. He gave it a go. I don't know if you watched him yesterday. You could tell he was hurting. I think the weather hurt him a little bit with it being so cold and so forth as well. Doesn't surprise me at all. I think it makes a lot of sense that he kind of sticks to the majors right now. He's earned that.
For our listening audience, your namesake, Byron Nelson. Unfortunately, it's some of our listeners don't know who that is anymore. And I was fortunate enough to meet Mr. Nelson and Mr. Venturi at the PGA Teaching Summit, and they were very gracious to each one of us teaching professionals. People don't know what Mr. Nelson did as far as his streak was concerned. And then a buddy of mine, believe it or not, Freddie Haas, broke that record, a guy from Louisiana that I got to play a little golf with at some different points
in my
career.
He broke 11 in a row?
No. He's the one that won the 12th.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
He won the 12th.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, no, you know, it's something that we take really seriously. And in all of our decision-making, you know, we want to make sure that we're honoring Mr. Nelson's legacy because of everything that he did for the sport and for the nonprofit beneficiary that I work for, the Salesmanship Club. We've actually, in 06, after he passed away, we started a Byron Nelson International Junior Golf Awards where we honor a young, outstanding player, junior golf player, but also has to have the same character qualities that Mr. Nelson had in the spirit of giving back and so forth. And we've given over 25 of those awards now, and nine kids that have won that award actually played in our field this year. So you're starting to see that. You know, Justin Thomas won it. Jordan Spieth won it. Scotty Scheffler won it. Dylan Fratelli won it. So we're doing everything we can. We know as the players get younger and Mr. Nelson's memory gets a little further away, it's our job to make sure that we perpetuate that.
Visit with John Drago, Tournament Director for the AT&T Byron Nelson. John, got you for about another 60 seconds here. Let me turn back to the PGA Championship. Of course, Will Zalatoris, right now he and Matt Fitzpatrick are three strokes back at 6-under. Micho Piera, the 27-year-old Chilean, leading this tournament. And if you had him in your pool, you're making some money right now, okay? I can promise you I didn't have him. But how about this guy?
Nelson. He tore it up.
Well, he did, and that's what I was going to mention to you. He's coming off of a good finish there at the Nelson, but let me turn and talk about an old guy, a guy that's in the state of Alabama, certainly in the Mobile area, Huntsville area, Birmingham area, good friend, Stuart Sink. He's not that far back. He's at 2-under with Justin Thomas.
Yeah, he's really played well. I think he's 49 years old now. He's had a great little run. You can tell he's working really hard. He's staying in shape. Yeah, he's hanging around there for sure. And I wouldn't count out this Cameron Young, great young player. He's had a ton of top tens this year. He seems to have no fear out there.
And he can hit it a ton. He can hit it a ton, no doubt. Hey, John, man, I know you're a busy bee, and I appreciate you taking time to be with us today. And look forward. Hopefully, we can hook up soon and get out and play some golf.
I hope so. I hope everything's good there, and I appreciate you having me on.
There you go. Thanks so much. All right, John Drago, Tournament Director for the AT&T Byron Nelson. Great guy, man. Does a fantastic job. No doubt about it. All right, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll visit. You'll talk some football and some golf and maybe some automobiles. We'll do it with Mitch McConnell right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
Hey, get her done. You know who this is? This is Larry the Cable Guy. And you know who you're listening to? That's right. Randy Burgett on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. And if you're not listening to him, you're a communist. These boys is good.
Oh, my goodness. Larry the Cable Guy.
Glad those people aren't listening.
Huh?
I'm glad those people aren't listening.
Which one?
The communists.
Those, Randy Bergen here along with Rob Bradley, owner and general manager at Timber Creek, where we're hanging out today at the driving range powered by Top Tracer Technology, and Doug Holton, host of, you can say it, Rob, I can't say it. It's killing me every time. WarEagleTV.com.
Yeah, it's a great show.
It's a great show. Glad to have y'all here with us. Well, now let's do this. We're going to talk some Alabama football here in just a minute with a good friend of ours. Mitch McConnell is on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Mitch, how you doing, brother?
Randy Rue, I'm great. Rob, how are you, big guy?
Hey, it's good to hear your voice, my friend. You been well?
I've been doing awesome. Cannot complain a bit. And nobody wants to hear any of our complaints anyway when we have them. Like, oh, my neck hurts, or... It's the Carlsbad Golf commercial about the 800 excuses we make when we hit a bad shot or shoot a bad round of golf. Nobody wants to hear that either, do they? But, man, I'm doing awesome.
That's exactly right. That's a great commercial.
It really is.
Let's talk a little golf first with you, Mitch. You look at this PGA Championship. Here's a kid. We just had John Drago on, the tournament director for the AT&T Byron Nelson last week. Mito Piera, the Chilean, who is leading right now by 3 at 9 under. He had a good finish last week in Dallas, in McKinney, Texas, actually. This kid, 27, he's playing some good golf. Is he going to be your winner today, or can Will Zalatoris, who I am a big fan of, former Wake Forest
Demon Deacon.
Yeah. But don't put Matt Fitzpatrick out of this either. He's playing some good golf.
Yeah, you know, I mean, listen, I'm pulling for Will Zalatoris because I think his golf game is right up there with Scottie Scheffler's, if you ask me. I mean, he's got that kind of talent. Now, here's the reason I'm not picking Will Zalatoris. As good as he putted the first couple days, you know, it's those five-footers. Anybody out there listening ever had a four- or five-footer for $20 or maybe not to let down your four-ball partner or maybe to shoot your lowest score of your round or maybe a tournament? And, guys, that's why I'm picking Matthew Fitzpatrick. I just think that guy with his putter is going to be the difference today. Now, what's interesting is, and everybody's not talking about this, not even Brandel Shamley, Rob, on the Golf Channel. But how
yes,
far back
which is
too far
amazing.
Back, you know? What about Justin Thomas at 2 under? I think Mito Pereira he's the thermometer. If he goes up, then none of those guys have a shot, okay? But if he comes backwards, then the 6 under guys that are sitting there like Zalatoris and Fitzpatrick. But right now, if I had to roll into Caesars Palace in Vegas, Randy, I would put it on Matthew Fitzpatrick just because of the way the kid putts under pressure.
Well, you know what, Mitch? As a matter of fact, let's hear what Matthew Fitzpatrick had to say after his third round yesterday.
Yeah, I'm more just looking forward to it more than anything. You know, it's a chance to win, and in Europe, I've played very well, and even over here, when I've had chances to win, if you really look, I've not had that many chances to win. But when I have, I've played well.
And here's a kid that's kind of beefed up a little bit. He's gotten a little more distance off the. Off the tee box for sure. So, listen, this could be – he's certainly in position. He's in position to win right now. And I think it'll be a good finish. Will Zalatoris, he and Mito should be kind of interesting.
But, and let's not underscore how big a deal it would be for Chilean sports, Chilean everything, Chilean sea if Mito were to win this tournament. And, guys, we always are looking for that next player, the Roy McIlroy of the group, to pop out. Could it be Matthew Fitzpatrick? Could it be – I mean, it could be Mito Pereira, not Joaquin Niemann. It could be both of them. But I just think golf is in a great spot internationally. I think the President's Cup is awfully interesting. It's not just going to be the Ryder Cup over the next decade that I think people tune in and get big ratings for. So, you know, I think today is going to be extremely interesting. As lest anybody forget, that is not an easy golf course, and any hole can jump up and bite you. So even though Tiger's not in it, Phil is off collecting his gold bullion from the Saudis. I mean, we still have an interesting tournament today, boys.
Oh, my goodness. We're visiting with Mitch McConnell of McConnell Law Automotive. Talk a little golf first with him. We're going to talk some football here in just a minute, and certainly some automobiles. Doug?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think Mito, is it Mito?
Mito.
Mito is 3-shot lead. A guy playing like that with AT&T last week and has the lead going into the final round of the PGA is going to be tough to catch and spot him 3 strokes. It's going to be tough to catch him. But then again, it's a course like we've seen this week where Justin could shoot a 62 or something and be right there.
Take Rory McIlroy, for example. I mean, he was way up there and – he kind of
faltered
a little bit. So it could happen, especially whenever
boy,
you talk
I
about this being your first one.
Think at 49 years old to jump in there, boy.
Absolutely.
Still wanted at 50 last year. So, you know, Stewie Cink was only a couple strokes away. But I think 9-under is going to be hard to catch unless Mito has one hole where he makes a double or something like that. Then it's game on. And the Vegas betting in golf now has gone so intricate and insane. I think there are going to be a lot of people having fun if he falls back to 6-under and everybody bunches up, a couple guys at 2-under, whether it's Stewart Cink or Justin Thomas, you know, make a couple birdies and people bunch up there. I'd like to see about 10 guys coming down the final stretch with a shot to win. That'd be fun TV to watch.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Visiting with Mitch McConnell of McConnell Automotive. All right, Mitch, let's turn real quick. Let's talk a little football. Obviously, it's no secret that Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher kind of having a little difficulty with each other, okay? I got to be honest with you, as big a fan as I am of Nick Saban, I don't know if he should have came right out and said what he said exactly, pinpointing Texas A&M, because I think most football fans kind of know this. But what's your thought? What's your thought on those conversations between Nick and Jimbo?
Well, there's a therapist in between the two named Dr. Kevin Elko, who's one of my best friends who works with both the guys. I've got a little insight I probably can't totally share, but I can say this. Most of what Nick Saban says and does, do any of us guess, whether you're Auburn fan, LSU, Alabama, doesn't matter, do you really think that it doesn't have a well-thought-out motive? He rarely loses control, true, even when he's mad, you know, even on the football field or practice field or in his office when he's screaming at a player or coach. So I think Deion Sanders probably had the most insight. Is, you know, hungry boosters, hungry fans, they cheer differently. I was at the semifinal game, and Cincinnati fans cheered about 17 times harder than Alabama fans. So what does that mean? I just think, guys, that a lot of what Coach Saban was saying was you know, maybe too direct towards Jimbo Fisher, although it's essentially proven and true. You know, it wasn't really the right thing to do, and I think he kind of regrets it. But at the same time, I think he's more frustrated on the inside with the Alabama boosters that maybe they need to realize that these days you're not supposed to entice players with NIL, but certainly A&M did it and other schools have. And so at the end of the day, he's got to raise some money and get people fired up. And, you know, I think he'd like to take a couple toes out of his mouth, but not the whole shoe. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and I mean, with disclosure, I think the audience there was a pretty heavily Alabama boosters. So he was kind of telling them, hey, look, we got to start coming up with some money too. All right. Listen, this whole NIL deal, we said it from the beginning. And Doug, I think you and I talked about it a while back that when you open up this Pandora's box, you can't unopen it. Yeah. All right. It is, and it's going to be a mess. And that's trickling all the way down into high school. So
it really is.
It is an absolute mess how this is going to work out.
I think
almost worse than the salary cap. The reason Coach Saban left the NFL, you know, the NFL, he told me a story one time, you know, giving him a Mercedes like we used to, and my dad and I were good friends with him, and he just said, look, guys, the reason I left the NFL is I'm looking at my inside linebacker who ain't studying film. He ain't doing this right. He ain't doing that right. He ain't filling the right gaps. He's not taking it seriously. And he looked at me like I had a third eye in my head, because he knew I had nobody behind him near as good that I could play. So at that time, I think Nick Saban lost all interest, whether it was ultimately some people accuse it of being ego, other people say he's one of the greatest motivators of people of all time. And whichever side you fit on, once money becomes the thing that drives people's mm-hmm. – imagine if Navy SEALs did it for the money and SEAL Team 6 right. went out. I just think it's ruining college football. I think NIL was not at all – what Jimbo Fisher and A&M were able to do, and many schools did it this year. It wasn't just A&M. They were just the ones that most overtly raised a collective fund of a reported $30 million. And, you know, if you're going to get $1 million for going to A&M and $500 for going to one school and $250 for going to Auburn has no shot. So I almost think it's hurting schools like Auburn more than it's hurting even Alabama currently. So the landscape needs to change, but I don't think the NCAA has enough teeth. But I do think it makes the matchup in Tuscaloosa all the more interesting. I would imagine game day has already picked out their spot for that home game against A&M, given that A&M beat Alabama last year, too. It sure spices college football up, boys. Let's just thank Nick Saban for that.
There's no doubt. Doug?
Well, I think I'll say this about Nick Saban. I think he probably made a mistake in what he did. And I don't know. He had to know he was on television or the internet or whatever, but I think he picked on the wrong guy there in Jimbo Fisher because mainly of the skeleton factor. I think Jimbo knows kind of what's going on not only at Alabama but all around the country. But it's going to be interesting. And the NIL and the I won't call it the one and done, but the fact that the the college players now, that when they talk about going to a school at Alabama, Auburn, Texas, wherever, what they're interested in, for the most part, is getting to the league. That's what you hear. And I agree that that and the NIL, I think both, are hurting college football and college basketball right now.
There's no doubt. Hey, Mitch, we only got you for about 60 seconds here. Tell us, let's turn and talk a little automobiles. What's going on over at McConnell Automotive?
Well, Randy, let me add that if the portal weren't in play, this wouldn't be near the fiasco that it is. But imagine giving a kid $1 million to show up, and he doesn't like something that you say one day or the food you served at the training center, and he heads out to another school. So it's a mess. It is. But at the dealership, I mean, guys, here's what's happening. The pandemic left a supply and demand issue that customers are really not getting the best of. It just means they're overpaying for cars. And, for example, you might go to try to find a Tahoe or an Escalade and pay $10,000, $20,000 over sticker. So we're just proud at McConnell that, A, we have earned good favor with manufacturer and have better availability than most of our competitors. But then we're not taking advantage of customers by way overcharging them for cars. And that's something I'm really proud of, Randy. So our website is McConnellAutomotive.com. But the other great thing that's happening is we have Tommy Davis, who used to be Mullinex Ford's sales manager. Tommy's 60 years old. He's a wily veteran. But we have over 100 used cars in stock. That's the first time in 10 years. And we're really taking that seriously because if you don't have the supply of new cars, what do you need? A good used car at a fair price. And that's what we've got. So we just are excited for people to shop our website. Give us a chance to sell you anything used, from a Mercedes all the way down to a Ford, everything in between. So we're excited about that, Randy. But most of all, just proud of the integrity that we have and hope shoppers will give us a chance next time they're in the market.
Well, that's what we always say. You're the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Let them show you why they're number one when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle.
Randy, who is your winner? Y'all give me a winner before we hang up. Who does everybody pick today? I think Vito Pereira is hard to bet against.
That's, you know, I like Will Zalatoris. I had him from the beginning. I'm going to stick with him. I'm going to go with him today. But I think Mito's got a great shot at it, but I'm going to go with Will. How about you, Rob?
I'm taking the three-shot lead.
Okay.
Three shots is a lot.
That's why you're an Auburn fan.
All three in one of those crazy shell bunkers. I'm pulling for Will Zalatoris. I hope he can keep it together, and it'll be another great American story for American golf if he can win it.
No doubt. Doug, who are you going with?
I would pick Mito to win.
Okay.
I would, you know, when you talk about the future of golf, I think Will Zalatoris is right there, and Cam also. But
Cam Young, yeah.
Yeah, so two
Cam
great
Young
names.
No doubt.
We got to watch out for, boys. He could be the next American superstar.
No doubt. Hey, Mitch, great report, buddy. Thanks for taking time to be with us. Look forward to talking to you soon.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Great talking to all three of you.
See you, Mitch.
All right, there you go. Mitch McConnell of McConnell Automotive. All right, look, let's take a timeout when we come back. We're going to get you caught up on the leaderboards. We're going to get you caught up on the official World Golf Rankings. Hey, Robbie Shelton's uncle's hanging out with us right here. All right, we may even talk a little Robbie Shelton. Just something about that song right there.
I love that song, man.
Little Boss Skaggs on a Sunday, on a Saturday. Well, pretty much any day. Not bad. Wouldn't you agree with that, Doug?
On a Boss Day.
On a Boss Day. Right. Exactly.
I like it.
Did we get kicked out of here?
No.
Brandon just came in and.
No, Brandon said it's okay. He understands.
We are in Heal My Swing, the what do you call it? The Timber Dome.
Yep.
The headquarters.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Oh, my goodness. No, glad to hang out. Well, glad you're hanging out with us on a semi-wet Sunday. Randy Bergen, along with Rob Bradley, owner and general manager here at Timber Creek, and Doug Holton with us as well. Rob, before we get into the official World Golf Rankings and the leaderboard, what you got going on here at Timber Creek?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Randy. Everybody's always asking me, hey, guys, we need some golf tournaments around here. So here we go. Summer Best Ball Tournaments. We're going to have one Sunday, June the 5th, July 31st, and August 21. If you'd like to sign up, call area code 251-621-9900. We're going to have food, prizes, range balls, greens fee, and carts are all included, and it should be a lot of fun.
Definitely do that. How do they do it?
Yeah, just, Yeah, give us a call, 251-621-9900. We've got a summer best ball series.
Doug, you got to love this. One of the very first times when Rob had just purchased Timber Creek many years ago. Was that 8 years ago or so?
It's been a little longer now. Yeah, 12.
So I said, Rob, okay, folks want to set up a tee time. How do they do that? And he looked at me like deer in headlights.
I didn't know the phone number. Yeah. I didn't know the phone number. I had just got it. I was like, I don't know.
So we had to quickly get online to look it up. But,
goodness. You knew it.
Yeah.
You knew it.
I was going to say, online now, can they sign up online, or do they have to do this? Because people don't even know the phone numbers anymore.
It's so true.
Exactly.
And we're going to be updating our website to start accommodating that, because you're absolutely right.
All right, let's do this real quick.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
And a little shameless plug, go by and see Boom at Boom's Thai Kitchen at the Fort in Spanish Fort.
That is some good food.
It is fabulous food. Are you kidding me? All right, let's start out by saying congrats to Steve Stricker winning in Birmingham at the Regents Tradition. That's his second win there and his eighth win on the PGA Tour Champions. This is his 31st professional win. Great guy and a great win. Congratulations, Steve Stricker. Also, congrats to K.H. Lee as he successfully defends his title at the AT&T Byron Nelson last week. And congrats to Minji Lee as she wins the LPG Tour event last week. Corn Ferry Tour, they wrap up from Kansas City, Missouri for the Advent Championship. Former Virginia Tech Hokie Trevor Cone leads the way by two at 12 under. Former UAB Blazer Zach Zucker sits at a T64 even for the tournament. And our man we were just talking about, Robbie Shelton, unfortunately Robbie did not make the cut. The PGA Tour is in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the 2022 PGA Championship, the second major of the year. This event is taking place at Southern Hills Country Club instead of the original course. If y'all remember, that was Trump National Golf Course in, what was it, Bedminster, New Jersey.
New Jersey, yes.
Yep, so leading the way, well, who picked 27-year-old Chilean? Mito Piera. He is a three-shot lead right now going into today's final round at 9-under. Matthew Fitzpatrick and Will Zalatoris both at 6-under and tied for second place. Got to give a big congrats to my man Matt Zelinka as he picks up his first GCGA Tour victory last Sunday at Kraft Farms playing the Cypress Bend course. So happy for that kid. He is a great guy. He played at South Alabama for many years. Hey, if you're looking for a competitive tour, no matter what your skill level is, go to GCGATour.com to find out more info. GCGATour.com. All right, there you go. Now you're officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. Our next one comes up at Glen Lakes, and I think that is June the 15th. So if you have an opportunity, go online and check it out, GCGATour.com. I don't know why you don't play with us, Doug. You should be doing that for sure.
Well, I thought it might be an unfair advantage, you know, for the tour. But anyway.
I have seen you play.
No, I was going to mention, while we're talking about leaderboards, the Auburn women's team is involved in the NCAA championships right now out at Greyhawk for the second year in a row. And at last check, they were tied for third going into today, and now they're tied for fifth, I think. But they got to finish in the top 15 to get to tomorrow and then hopefully match play after that. But doing well again.
Good, good, good.
That's good news.
Hey, by the way, I mentioned Kraft Farms. We played down there last week. If you're in that Gulf Shores area, look, the local special is back. If you're a local, you can play Kraft Farms for $65 or go play Peninsula for $75. And by the way, they have completed the renovations there at Kraft Farms. And, man, it is beautiful. If you've not been in there, you really need to check it out. But set up a tee time with them if you're down in that area at 251-968-3002 or call a good friend. Anthony Vaughn at Peninsula, 251-968-8009. Tell them that Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show and Magazine sent you, okay? So, there you go. And if you're up in this area, you want to play Timber Creek. Rob, talk about the course conditions here at Timber Creek.
Fantastic. I appreciate the opportunity. Timber Creek, just like every other course in our area, had some challenges with the greens this year. Poe was really, really challenging in our area this year. Good news is the Poe's all gone now. The Bermuda's filling in really, really well. The consumer sentiment is very good. When everybody's coming in now, Randy, they're saying, hey, guys, this is getting nice. The Pines course is in good shape. Dog's coming right behind it, and Magnolia's coming right behind that. So I'm very optimistic.
That's awesome.
People are enjoying themselves, saying it's a good round of golf.
Yeah, well, get out here and check them out for sure. Hey, you were talking about you two guys are picking Mito to win this tournament, right? Let's hear what he had to say after his final round, after his third round yesterday.
I mean, it's by far the biggest tournament that I've played, the biggest round of golf, and tomorrow's going to be even bigger. So I don't know how to say it. Just try to keep it simple. Try to do the same things that I've been doing. Try to not even look at the people that are around.
don't even look at the people. Yes. I just try to keep it simple.
Yes.
How good is that?
You can't get better than that. And I remember when I was studying sports psychology with a lot of the sports psychologists that work with the tour players. One of the guys that was coming along at the time was Fred Couples, and they were all saying, this guy's got it, because he just keeps everything so simple. And if he's tapped into that philosophy, I think he's on to something.
Well, you know, you mentioned that, of course, Bridgestone, one of our corporate sponsors, not only for the radio show, but for the magazine and also the GCGA Tour. And I was talking, we had Adam Rayburg on a couple of weeks ago, Adam, the ball fitting manager for Bridgestone, and we were talking about, when you're fitting Tiger, what is he looking for in a golf ball? And it gets pretty technical. Whenever you talk about fitting Bryson DeChambeau, can it get more technical?
Right.
And I said, how about Freddie? He said, Freddie's too cool. Freddie says, look, I'm going to hit this ball, and I'm going to hit it this far, okay? If you have a ball that can go further than that, I'll take that one. Around the greens, feels good to me, I'll take that, okay?
It's
about that simple with Freddie.
He probably doesn't need a lot of distance.
No, that's a boom.
Remember,
boom,
boom, boom. That's right.
That's it,
right.
Baby. That Lynx golf club back in the day.
That's right.
Boom, boom.
Man, I tell you. I wish we could see Freddie a little bit more on the Champions Tour.
Remember that picture I sent you?
Yeah.
1982. Was that Southern Hills?
Yes.
It wasn't it?
And
he had the glove on.
You had the glove on, and then was that a three wood?
I think looked it like a three-wood persimmon.
McGregor I-O-Matic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a rules official for a tournament, and he had hit it over a green, and it went back into the woods, and it's just he and I walking around in the woods, and you think this guy's just walking around in the woods. You know what I mean? Not looking for a golf ball. And he was like, don't worry about it. I was like, don't you want to find it? And he was like, I don't know where it went. He said, we'll just go ahead and tee up another one. I said, okay, all right.
Because he probably figured that if it was this deep in the woods, he wasn't going to be able to get
it. Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
I had a similar experience at Shoal Creek when he was playing up there. It was a little different. But he hits it in the woods left. I think it was number three or four. I can't remember Shoal Creek right now. But anyway, he's in the woods, and you can barely see him.
Yep.
And he's wrestling around in there, and I guess he finds his ball, and we're in a line toward the green from him, you know. And we see his head pop up, and he goes, hey, Pods, you guys are going to have to move out of the way. We're thinking, how are you going to hit the ball toward the green from there?
I'll tell you, we were at the Mississippi Gulf Resort Classic. I think this was his first year, which he won. So this would have been, 17 or 18. And we had gotten through doing some interviews and all that, and he was walking. I said, hey, Freddie. I said, we started talking about the bunkers a little bit there, but that's before they did anything. And I said, look, I got to share a video with you. I was in one of those, but maybe I can get Charlie to turn down that music just a little bit. Charlie, turn down that music a little bit. There you go. I was in one of the bunkers. I said, hey, look, let me show you this video. And he looked at me and his eyes crossed. And I said, you know what? Why don't I show that to you some other time? Okay. And he said, yeah, because I'm hungry. All right. Hey, man, it's been a fun show. Rob, thank you for hosting us.
Oh, my gosh,
Doug,
it's over.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Sandy, thanks for coming and being part of our audience. Okay. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for us. I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great week. We'll see you next week right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Remember, hit a knee. Let's say a prayer. God bless America. Bye-bye, everybody.